Okay, here we go.
The number you have reached in Gratos, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Gratos.
So here we are in August 1976. This is obviously one of the tributaries of Harrisburg. Harrisonburg. You know, before this day, August 11th, 1976, I never made that mistake. It never occurred to me to confuse Harrisonburg with the capital of Pennsylvania. But a certain someone, I won't mention any names, started using the wrong word throughout the day, and pretty soon I was doing it too. So anyway, we're going to record from two more tributaries of the Harrisonburg, Virginia area. Gratos, from where we're calling now, has local calling to an office that is outside the Harrisonburg circle. And in fact, we even have N1 family carrier, so we're going to get a little taste of normalcy, at least carrier-wise. But first, let's call the operator, and this will be a mystery type 3 trunk.
Operator?
Can you please tell me the exchanges for New Hope?
I know 363 is. I can connect you with information. Hold on.
Can you please tell me the exchanges for New Hope?
363.
Is that the only one?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's a call to New Hope. When Dave dials 36, you'll hear some carrier which is very much like the O carrier that we got from Edenton, North Carolina. This has the classic N1 family sound. It even has the tones at 3700 and 4200. It lacks the howl, but sometimes N1 family trunks didn't howl.
This is a recording. The number you have dialed is an incorrect number. Please consult your directory or call the operator. This is a recording in New Hope, Virginia. This is a recording. The number you have dialed is an incorrect number. Please consult your directory or call the operator. This is a recording in New Hope, Virginia. This is a recording.
So, there is a little taste of the outside world, regular old N1 family trunk. And it would be very easy just to leave it at that. Except if we did, we'd be missing something, because this office that happens to be on N1 Family Carrier shows no signs of being a step office at all. Now, it's real easy to miss this. For one thing, it's a noisy tape, because Dave's not covering the mouthpiece according to spastic specifications. But then there's the fact that this is rural Virginia, and you just assume that everything is step unless you're paying attention. And obviously Dave and I were not. Our ears had pretty much glazed over after standing in a very strange church all day.
The number you have reached in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Cripes! Enough! Anyway, may I direct your attention to two sounds from the previous call. When Dave dials the third digit of the office code, it makes a sound like this. What the? And then he dials an invalid thousand group, and it does this. That's a little hard to pick out of the traffic noise. Here's a similar sound from the next call. Based on what I know now, had I heard that at the time, I would have dropped everything and run over to New Hope. And the reason is that that is the sound that the most exotic switches I have ever encountered in my life make whenever they set up a connection. I found these things in northern Florida, in the Ocala area especially. These things were made by the Siemens Company. They come from Europe. And it was a motor switch system. Apparently it was in the same general category as the rotary system, but this was a different design, and the connections were made by motor-driven switches that very rapidly passed over many contacts, and when they would do that, you could hear it. Well, here's a call from Salt Springs, Florida, to Ocala, in which you can clearly hear the hunting operation. little groaning noise you just heard is actually the sound of this tiny but exotic switch in Salt Springs, Florida, making a selection to a trunk to Ocala. It's the motor switch running past many terminals and finally arriving on the one that has our outgoing trunk. And this is the sound that I believe we're hearing calling into New Hope. Now, in this Florida call, we're sitting on an N3 family trunk to the Ocala step tandem. Let's dial the third digit of an office code that is also a motor switch office. And then when we get to the 1000 group, you'll hear it making its hunting noise as it connects us to intercept.
You have reached a number that is not in service at this time. If you feel you have reached this recording error, please check the number or dial directory assistance in the area to which you are calling. 904-236.
Anyway, now you can see why when I hear this groaning noise coming from New Hope, Virginia, I groan, because that was an exotic switch. We should have just dropped everything and run over there. And I wonder how far it is from Grottoes. Let's see here. Go northeast on Battlefield Road. Turn right onto Weir's Cave Road. You know what? It's only 7.7 miles. Groan. Anyway, returning now to the recordings we made from Grottoes, Virginia. Next is a call to what appears to be a non-working number in New Hope within a working 1000 group. There's the hunting noise when we dial the thousands digit, and then after the last digit, there's a ring trip, a supervision flash, and then another ring, which keeps right on going. Perhaps it was supposed to be answered by an operator or a recording. Talk about exotic, that's a very unusual ringtone. Here's one more call to New Hope. It's not clear what happens here. The hunting noise starts to happen and Dave keeps right on dialing, neither one of us noticed. And then we end up on the recording. That's pretty much all I can say. Alrighty, let's call some Harrisonburg tributaries. Now, in the last segment, we didn't get a lot of Type 2 trunks. There are going to be a lot more in this one. And the Type 2 mystery trunks are the ones here that are most reminiscent of the N3 carrier family. I'm still surprised to find out they're not using in-band signaling. But we haven't proven that yet, so here's a call to 7 plus an 896 soup test. That's Broadway Timberville. We get a Type 2 trunk to the Harrisonburg tandem, and then from Harrisonburg to Broadway, it's clearly a T-carrier trunk. You'll notice once it starts flashing that there are no tone bursts on the on-hook, indicating they are not using in-band signaling. Another office that had a weird ring is Weir's Cave, but not when we called it from here. There's just not enough information on the tape to know whether the ring in Weir's Cave was warbling only sometimes, or perhaps the warble effect was caused by a weird kind of trunk. There were some trunks in the Tidewater area that sounded very much like the Type 1 trunks in this area that tended to make tones kind of roll in a funny way. So, I don't know, there's just not enough information here, but for what it's worth, this call to the Weir's Cave soup test goes out on a Type 2 trunk to Harrisonburg, and then the trunk from Harrisonburg to Weir's Cave is not a Type 1. Might be a Type 3, or it might be some other trunk that just oscillates a little bit. Another pattern that we see here, and also in Elkton, is that sometimes when we get a Type 2 trunk to the Harrisonburg tandem, and then we cut into the tributary after having dialed two digits, the overall trunk noise seems to go down. In any case, here's the call to Weir's Cave, without a weird ring this time, possibly because we didn't get a Type 1 trunk. Here's a call to 269 Kieseltown. The trunk to Harrisonburg is Type 2, and I really can't tell what the trunk from Harrisonburg to Kieseltown is. Here's a call to Elkton, 298. The supervision test in Elkton just wasn't working. You'd dial the number and it would sort of click as if it were going to start to ring, and then it never did. But the connection we did get, beginning with a Type 2 trunk to Harrisonburg, had a lot of crosstalk, so we'll get to hear that. Grottos, from which we're calling, does have some Type 3 tandem trunks to Harrisonburg, too, but nothing we got on those trunks was especially interesting to put here. It would be redundant. We were able to call ourselves back using the Harrisonburg callback circuit. It sounded the same as when we did it from Bridgewater. What we were not able to do here was beat the toll restriction. Here the toll restriction works correctly, and you hear a Grotto's busy signal superimposed over a hung-up Type 2 trunk to the Harrisonburg toll tandem. Were it not for this Harrisonburg area carrier noise, this would sound like something from eastern North Carolina. And here's another one of our unsuccessful attempts. This time we got the Harrisonburg reorder on a Type 3 trunk. We did partly break through there, but we never got it to do that little reset thing that it did from Bridgewater. However, it did work from Elkton, which is our final stop on this Harrisonburg phone trip.
This is 703-298.
You have reached in Elkton, Virginia, is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Elkton, Virginia, is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
That dropped us right back to dial tone after it played twice. Here's the vacant number recording.
You have reached in Elkton, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
This office seems to have a distinct power supply noise. We didn't get a lot of it on tape, but you can hear it at the end of the recording.
This is a recording.
It's strange how sometimes a small office like this one will have two announcement machines in it, each of which deliver either the same or a very similar announcement. Anyway, here's the narration we did at the time.
From here, you can dial 652, which is outside the Harrisonburg Circle, and everything in the Harrisonburg Circle. Now, you can call 289 and Harrisonburg without dialing 7 first. So it must have direct trunks to 289, and for all others, you dial 7 first, which sends it through Harrisonburg. First thing I'm going to record is repair service, because we've got a phone next to me here that's broken. Yes, for 298-4876.
No, what type of trouble are you having, sir?
Okay, it's a coin phone, and the problem is that you cannot hear, and also the cord is just about coming apart.
Okay. Where is this located, sir?
It's in Elkton. It's Cook's Laundromat, it looks like it's at.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll report it for you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, when I first ran into a Type 2 trunk in this area, I suggested that maybe they were using SF signaling at 3,450 Hz. I later mentioned some reasons why that may not be true. Well, for what it's worth, here's one of the direct trunks to 289. It sounds like a Type 2 trunk, but unlike the others, there is a clear 3,450 Hz tone in the background. However, the tone stays on through the entire call, and we're calling a supervision test that is clearly going off and on hook. So this does not prove that they're using 3450 for supervision signaling. They still might be, though. This could be coming from another carrier system that runs parallel to this one, and the corresponding channel is idle and it leaks through slightly. Anyway, here's a call to the 289 soup test through this Type 2 trunk with 3450 clearly audible. On our other calls to 289, we got a Type 1 trunk, which isn't surprising, actually, because we had Type 1 trunks from Harrisonburg to 289 as well. And if you look on the map, you can see that the 289 place is right on the way from Harrisonburg to Elkton. My guess is that there's an open wire route between Harrisonburg and Elkton, and it stops in
McGackiesville.
In any case, it's not surprising that the 289 office has Type 1 trunks coming out of it in both directions.
The number you have reached in McGackiesville, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you...
Now, pardon the redundancy here, but here also is a 289 vacant number. Goes to the same recording, but I wanted to include it because it's on that Type 1 mystery carrier.
Have reached in McGackiesville, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
Okay, that's the direct trunk to 289. Now I'm going to record dialing the entire Harrisonburg. Oh, he's done it to me. Harrisonburg circle through Harrisonburg.
While I did record everything, I won't include it all here, just some highlights. Now, the soup test in Dayton we've already heard through three different types of connections. Here's a fourth one, through two Type 2 trunks end-to-end. I'll be dialing 7 plus the 879 number. That was two Type 2 trunks end-to-end. You could actually hear the second trunk's carrier noise come on when we dialed the 87 of the Dayton office code. Here's another connection like the previous one, this time to Grottoes, where we just were, 249.
Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Grottoes, Virginia.
In the next two calls, both to Weir's Cave 234, we've got a Type 2 trunk to Harrisonburg, followed by a Type 1 trunk from Harrisonburg to Weir's Cave. It's subtle, but there is a mid-rangey resonance that is audible through the connection.
number you have reached in Weirs Cave, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Weirs Cave, Virginia, is not in service or has been...
You know, it is so strange listening to this. It's like an alternate universe because these are definitely the classic sounds of some analog telephone network. It just isn't the one I'm familiar with from the rest of North America. I really do feel as if I'm in some sort of a foreign country, and like a thirsty traveler in a desert, I'm starting to experience mirages of an oasis. There was a sound in that last call. I will just play it back here. Very subtle. I'll play it again. Well, being a long way from home and in this strange alien world, of course what I hear is...
Sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again?
Recording 21218.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again?
Recording 21218.
Yep, I'm getting homesick for New York City. Way up north, Yankee Town. Ah, to hear the sounds of the New York City network for just a moment.
212. Please repeat the number or temporarily disconnected.
Ah, much better. Now, where were we? Weirs Cave, Virginia, dialed from Elkton, Virginia. It goes out on a Mystery Type 2 trunk. And then a Type 1 trunk from the Harrisonburg Tandem to Weirs Cave. And on this call, the ring sounds weird once again, and that might be because we're getting a Type 1 trunk. Here's another combination, a Type 2 trunk to Harrisonburg, and then a Type 3 trunk going out, in this case to the recording in Dayton.
Virginia.
I apologize for hanging up on that. I don't know why I did it. Actually, the ringy whooshiness on the recording was fairly interesting. Of course, everyone knows exactly what she was about to say at that point.
Is not in service or has been changed.
See? And by the way, where have you been all day? Oh, that's right. You're from that other continent, North America. This is Harrisonburg. Here are a few calls to tributaries that start with a Type 2 trunk, and then it's not clear what the second trunk from Harrisonburg to the tributary is. I'm including these just because they really sound nice. There is vibrational beauty in these, and it's a type of trunk system we won't hear anywhere else, I don't think, not in the tape collection. In any event, here's the Grotto's supervision test via Harrisonburg.
soup test in Hinton 867. This time I'll dial 43 instead of 7 as I have been dialing. You're supposed to dial 7. So I'll be dialing 43-867-2999.
I think the second trunk there was a type 3, because I could hear a little whooshing, but just here. Everywhere else, it was very hard to tell. Here's the Hinton recording.
The number you have reached in Hinton, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and I'll directly assist with a report. The number you have reached in Hinton, Virginia. The number you have reached in Hinton, Virginia is not in service or has been changed.
That's the other recording that doesn't really have good voice quality, along with 269.
The number you have reached in Keseltown, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Keseltown, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number.
Now we did make a call to the phone next to us through Harrisonburg. You don't have to, but you can always call the phone next to you by dialing a 7 first, and that routes it differently than normal.
Here doesn't work either. Isn't that funny?
Oh, definitely. Now we can have a one-way conversation.
That's right, because I can't even talk to you. In fact, the only way you're hearing me is through the air.
That's right. It seems to be doing a lot better than the phone now. And now I will flash my hawk.
Take this phone.
Since I can't seem to find a soup test in Elkton, 298, I will now provide one.
Anyway, getting back to the rest of the Harrisburg Circle. Harrisburg, you've done it to me. I never used to make that mistake. Anyway, getting back to the rest of the Harrisonburg Circle, I will now continue to call the rest of the exchanges. Here we go.
And here we go.
Here's the Harrisonburg soup test over a Type 3 trunk. Now here's a connection to Broadway Timberville, 896. You know, in the making of this series, I've been listening to all these trunks, and everything that can be distinguished at all really does fall into one of those three categories I made up, with the exception of this one. The connection to Harrisonburg here sounds almost like a cross between a Type 2 and a Type 3 trunk. It has the whooshing, but it also has the white noise.
The number you have reached in Broadway, Timberville, Virginia, is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Broadway, Timberville, Virginia... The number you have reached in Broadway, Timberville, Virginia, is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. The number you have reached...
Okay, now that we've done extended area service, how about 652, which is served by Centel and isn't part of the Harrisonburg Circle. So I'll record calling 652... and the callback circuit.
Now see, there's another mystery trunk over to Shenandoah, Virginia, 652. It's the Centel company over there. It could be a Type 1 trunk, but it has that tuck effect after each digit that's usually used on wire trunks. Doesn't mean they couldn't use it on a different trunk type as well, but we keep getting apparently rolling or even frequency modulating ringtones on these Type 1 sounding trunks. I wish I had more tapes, but this is the only recording I have of the 652 Shenandoah ring, as far as I know. And now let's make some calls to the callback circuit, which was doing some funny antics. Sometimes when we would call into it, and I do mean call into it, it would do its ticking tone, the tone it's supposed to make when it calls you back. There was one case where it kept right on doing it even though I was dialing a number, and the call was going through. That thing sure likes to do the ticking tone, but ironically, when we got it to call us back at the payphone, that's it? The same callback circuit that loves to do the ticking tone in the wrong place When it comes down to the right time to do the tone, it just... Hello, this is a reverting call. Goodbye. Now, here in Elkton, we were able to get around the toll restriction. First, here's a call to the charge test in New York. This time, we did stay on the line, because we knew that Harrisonburg was going to cut us off before anything nasty happened, and sure enough, after so many flashes, it did.
Number, please.
298-4856.
There's the reorder from the Harrisonburg Long Distance Equipment. Let's see if it has an intercept recording. We'll get through the restriction and then dial something invalid.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, Harrisonburg, Virginia. I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, Harrisonburg, Virginia. I'm sorry.
You know, it's funny, the independent step tandems almost always have a recording. Some of the Bell System ones, though, do not. Now, of course, the operators know that payphones are not supposed to be able to call long distance. They also know that the phone numbers of payphones are almost always in the 9000 group. Well, since the payphones in Elkton are in the 4000 group, we thought we could just tell the operator the number we were calling from. But some operators have a good memory. Perhaps they've handled a few long-distance calls from these very payphones?
Your number, please.
298-4856.
Sure, you're calling from a payphone.
That's right.
You can't dial direct from a payphone. You have to go through the operator, please.
Oh, I can't dial direct from a payphone.
No.
You sure I can't do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to go through the operator, right?
Right, dial zero.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it for this series on Harrisonburg. I apologize for doing these programs in such a long form. It is quite simply that there is no trunkage like that in Harrisonburg anywhere else in the library, so I thought it would be a good idea to cram as much into these programs as I could, and hopefully it wasn't as tiring to listen to as it was for Dave and I to record that day. The telephone recordings in this series are all from August 11, 1976, except the carrier noise samples in Harrisonburg Part 2. They are from various times from 1975 to 1986, and the Salt Springs, Florida call is from March 1978. That call was realistically edited. I actually put two calls together just because the sound effect was clearer, but what I edited is realistic as far as I know. As for the tapes of the Siemens motor switch offices that I have, They really don't make very good listening. I will put them on this webpage and explain them as best I can at some point. But the sounds are very vague and hard to follow. And at this point in 2008, when I'm narrating this, what's needed on the webpage is more of New York City. And hopefully I'll get to do some of that this year. And if you're ever driving from Grottoes, Virginia to New Hope, Virginia, please don't follow the directions I gave here because I edited out some of the steps.